La maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got light blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows.
Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show now on a flipping Monday.
No, you're an angel witch. I never get tired of saying that. Hello, and welcome to our incredible program. Am I echoing, Chris?
I hear some kind of echo, yeah.
Where is it echoing?
Does anyone have their headphones on really loud?
I don't think I do. I mean, wait, I wouldn't be echoing in my own headphones. So it's one of you fuckers.
I have it on.
I'm enraged. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Hello and welcome to the program, which I think we're going to call the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, if we haven't said that already. What's everyone's feelings on that?
I'm all for it.
Good Time 90?
No. Usually, we're doing an hour? Good Time Hour in tribute to Glenn Campbell, even though it is an hour.
That's right. That's right. I got
it. And then plus, I want the leeway of making it an hour show. If should my health, you know, you guys, I'm a walking miracle. Anyone knows this. I could go at any time. And so I wouldn't have the option, you know, to cut it down to an hour. I have no intention of doing that. But
I think it's good to say it's an hour and then go for 90 minutes.
More fun. I'll be honest.
Looks like you're giving extra. And options are good. Yep. Always good to have.
Yep. Hour is cheap. I think that's a compliment. I'm not sure. So tonight, I got to give the number out. 347-474-0260. That's 347-474-0260. That's 347-474-0260. Because we had a guest booked. Temporary layoffs, good times, easy credit ripoffs, good times, ain't we? Anyway, we had a guest. Wow, we're losing viewers with every line of good times that I sing. We're losing guests. But what I wanted to say is that we had a guest book. Duh, she had a bailout, and so I thought, hey, we had two guests last week. It was a lot. It was a battery of the senses. So let's take a slow week.
We had two guests the week before too. So it's we could do like four more shows.
We average out to no guests, but it requires us getting a lot of phone calls. Unless I'm just going to talk to Des and Chris, which let me be the first to say, I don't want to have to do that. Or
all up to us.
But let's take, and how about this? If someone calls in and proves themselves to be such a great call, we will give them the video link and have them as the guest on the show for the entirety of the show, and then take calls in turn with them.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's going to happen?
Elvira is going to call in and be. We're gonna make Elvira the guest, and then Elvira's gonna spend the rest of the show plugging stuff.
He's already on hold.
Well, we'll see. Ben Yang says the Witch Taint Extreme Talk Show was great last week. It was. I thought it was the best one we've done, and it was a lot of fun. Even though I'm not on that show, my friend Lance is on that show. I personally am not on that show.
It's under the Dave Hill umbrella.
It's under the Dave Hill umbrella. The number is 347-474-0260. We have someone on hold already.
Yeah, maybe we try to get another call lined up behind him. Because once the problem that we run into is once we have somebody on the air, I can't answer any incoming calls.
You can't answer any other calls. So we should more. Let's get some backlogs. All right, so let's get one more. Wait, I'll tell you what.
Do two. Let it breathe. Do
probably
two.
A good time to. You could support us at MaximumFun.org/join, and we could afford a more effective phone system.
Working on it.
Which would be great.
Suggestions are welcome.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm banking on this show becoming bigger than Joe Rogan, because I'm not really working a whole lot these days. I'm very worried. I'll be very honest. I'm very worried. You know, it's very hard to keep up my lifestyle with no money.
It's hard to be a man about town when there's no town really left to be a man about.
But getting back to the guest on the show, if someone's an excellent call, we'll put them. And we have some ringers. We have Jamie on air, who's a professional. She's a professional radio personality. Mm-hmm. Madam Luke says every show should be bigger than Joe Rogan, especially this one. I can't agree more.
We're getting there. Slowly.
We're getting slowly but surely.
Build it slowly, the best way.
Slowly but surely. Did you see Joe Rogan's new podcasting pod? I don't even know what that means. Why don't you call in Dave Bimondo and tell us?
He has a podcast about podcasting now.
He has an additional pod. Why would he? See, I don't even know what he means. Why didn't he call and explain it? 347-474-0260. Let's just take the call on hold. I'm warning you though, Elvira, if you plug things the whole time, we may have phone difficulties and lose the call. You've been warned in advance.
You want to like give him some free, like let him know how many he's got before he's pushing up against the limit.
John says, Dave, are you ever going to get back on Twitter? I was just talking about this. I was on a podcast before this. I was on Allison Rosen, it's your new best friend. And we were talking about this. No, I'm permanently banned from Twitter for life. Even though it's been over a year now, people still ask me. And no one took it seriously. You know, everyone was like, oh, this is temporary. We don't need to jump to Dave's defense when one of the greatest travesties in our culture takes place. We don't need to all rally behind Dave. He's going to be fine. Well, guess what? Dave's not fine. Dave's not on Twitter anymore. And I'll never be on Twitter again.
There's got to be a way around.
Nope. I'll tell you what. The reason I'm not going to be on Twitter again, aside from being banned for life, is not being on Twitter is one of the best life improvement things I've done in the last year or two.
It's got to be true.
Twitter is absolutely pointless. That nothing good comes from it. I cannot stress it enough.
How's Facebook treating you?
Well, people say, oh, Facebook is horrible, but I just post on Facebook. I don't read anything on Facebook.
Right.
If you're posting on Facebook and you think I'm reading your posts, I hate to break it to you, not reading your posts. Don't care.
Well played, Ben.
I do sometimes read posts and comment and like stuff.
You do.
So it's not entirely true.
Sneaky. I mean,
people know that I'm not. I'm being. I'm going to get Joe Pera on the show again.
That's great.
I will. But let's take this call. If the plug-in gets too aggressive, though, we may have technical difficulties.
All right.
Is he on the line?
Yes.
I'm here. Actually, we're going to talk about one of our musical entities.
Wait. We lost you already.
Great Land of Canada.
What's that? This is Elvira from Minneapolis.
I wanted to talk about Canada a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Time of year, we'd just be coming back from our family cottage, which is just north of, just over, north of Syracuse, New York, just over the Canadian border in the Thousand Islands region. And that's where I proposed to my wife.
Wait, you have a cottage in Canada this whole time and you're just telling me now?
I have a lot of things to you know, to talk about, so I thought this time I would talk about you, Dave. Because you know what, we have a lot of shared
my favorite subject.
Loves, one being the state of Canada.
It's a country. Let's be clear, it's a country.
The other being melting faces.
Yes. So, what goes on at your cottage? And I want to get a cottage in Canada. This is my plan.
What I did is I married into it.
Wait, your wife is from your wife is from Canada?
My wife's family inherited this little swath of property that became the Thousand Islands region.
Is that where the salad dressing is from?
19th century for help keeping Canada British.
Ooh.
Wait, answer the question about the salad dressing before we go anywhere. Go any further. Your connection is really bad. I'm not just saying that.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that.
Are you in a bunker somewhere?
Yeah, what I did was we went to Canada, saw the beautiful area, and I asked her, well, I cornered her father the day before and said, tomorrow I'm going to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage, and while I do not need your permission, I would like your blessing.
Yeah, you do need his permission. That's how it works.
Gentlemanly.
Well, what happened was she had no idea that I was going to propose that morning, and the father did. And he was out working on one of the cottages, working on the roof, and then when I proposed, he took out his camera with a telephoto lens and was able to capture photographs of me proposing. And we now have those beautifully framed up in our living room.
Oh, I love that.
A lovely story.
Now, would you please answer the question about the salad dressing?
Well, the reason that it's called the Thousand Islands is that was the region that wealthy people of New York would go to during the summer because you didn't want to be in Manhattan during the summertime. And it was, since it's right along the St. Lawrence, it was a very cool water area. And the area became very well populated, and the dressing became an offering in the area as a salad dressing, and it became ubiquitous with the area, and that's why you have the name Thousand Islands.
Wait, so the dressing is really from there?
Yep.
This is incredible.
Island called I think it's called Hart Island.
Wait, you're it's really hard to hear what you're saying. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but I ask you to use it better. Come on. Sometimes you're clear and sometimes you're not. Whatever you're doing, just quit messing around.
There's an island in the middle of the St. Lawrence called Hart Island, and that's where we went on the day that I proposed to her. And this, they have this beautiful mansion there that was being built up to be a summer retreat, but then the man who was building it for his wife died, and then they just abandoned it. And now it's being recreated, but it is a wonderful chunk of Canada to check out.
I mean, on dressing alone, I'm in. And in what area is it in?
And they have the streets just flow with it.
Oh, this sounds like paradise.
But Thousand Island dressing is just ketchup and mayonnaise, right?
That's Russian.
Oh, that's Russian.
God damn it, Chris. No, that's Russian.
Yeah.
So what's Thousand Island?
I'm doing a little history now.
I think they had to add a little bit of relish, more relish to it. There's more chunks.
I think they do.
Well, yeah.
It's a classy dressing. Top five, easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's up there with Catalina, another dressing named after an island that I have.
Is Catalina dressing?
Yeah. Catalina Island off the coast of California. My mother used to go there a lot when she was a child, and they had horses on the island.
Isn't Catalina Island where Robert Wagner killed Natalie Wood?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I mean, I should back away from that.
The evidence points towards yes.
I think he did. I really do think he actually did.
How could he live with himself?
Maybe it was.
I've read a lot about that whole thing. It's weird.
Man, oh man. A
lot of unanswered.
You never talked the same since.
Saying.
No.
I think if I killed someone, I would not be
out there having a blast.
I wouldn't have signed on to the Austin Powers franchise. I think honestly if I had ever murdered someone, I would be incapable of having a good time.
Oh, it's
if you
like
get away with it, you have to act normal, otherwise.
Yeah, like Aaron Hernandez, he played a whole season of football after murdering people.
I know. I didn't know this guy, but when I was in college, there was a guy who went to my school who dropped out of school and was living, I think he tried to marry his cousin or something, and he and his cousin murdered her parents.
Oh.
And then he came to the football game at our school and went out of his way to say hello to like my friends that were on the football team, because they told me about it. They're like, yeah, he came to the game and was like, hey, what's going on? Because it was for his alibi, because he had just killed these
right.
people.
Right. That's
anyway,
twisted.
Closest I've come to a double murder. So there. Quiz guy 66, look at me. I went to a murder. I did go to a murder school. When I was in school, someone killed a student. Everyone was. I went to Fordham University in the Bronx, and so because it was in the Bronx, you know, a lot of suburban kids were afraid of, you know, something's going to happen, and nerds would buy like butterfly knives and things like that when they came to school, and. The worst thing that happened the whole time I was in school was a student killed somebody. Wow. I'm not laughing because I think that's funny. I'm laughing because the irony, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the worst thing. Anyway. Oh,
I had one neighbor in Los Angeles kill my other neighbor in the apartment building we're living in while my mom was getting cancer treatment.
All right, that beats my story. That's insane.
He's a topper.
Anyway, all by way of saying, in summation, don't kill anybody. Anybody. Don't anyone kill anybody. Pretty simple. I got to really start being careful. The number is 347-474-0260. M. Edward 631 asked, did you ever go to the Jolly Tinker? Yes, I did.
What's that?
What's that?
It was this bar off campus.
In the Bronx?
In the Bronx. And Captain Lou Albano was there once.
Like
the wrestling manager. I didn't meet him. Like, I just missed him. Wait, Paul Conway says, don't know how, but I have known 4 murders in my life. Paul, call in for the love of... what is? I think we found our topic for the night.
Murder?
Do you know any murders? Murders?
Do you know a murderer?
Do you know a murderer?
I know an anti-terrorist, and when I asked him what his job was, he said it was to terrorize terrorists.
Ooh.
And I asked if he's killed any, and he just nodded.
Wow.
He was working as security for Patrick Stewart when he did a play at the Guthrie.
This is you really buried the lead.
When he killed someone, or when he told you the story?
When he told you the story.
There was a guy who didn't pay me for a job, and then he went and visited him, and then I had a check that was brought to me via courier. I've never had that happen before.
Hmm. Well, very quickly, I want to comment. I've yet to ban anyone from the chat, but David Bamundo just said, I've witnessed several murders.
Yeah.
And then his next comment is of crows, and he's out for that. I'm going to ban him permanently. Banning him. No, I kid. But Matt Arnold says, I saw a classmate minutes after. I'm going to start putting these comments up here. I saw a classmate minutes after he killed his girlfriend's mom because he thought he'd get the Camaro.
Oh.
Mm. It just goes to show you. It's bad.
Murder everywhere.
It's bad. All right. Well, thank you so much, Elvira.
It's not just for police anymore. Well, yeah, keep up the good work. Keep up the good things. I will talk to you next time.
Thank you so much. Or call back in 20 minutes. Either way.
All right. Call you back.
All right. Thanks. I forgot to say, tonight, the virtual tip jar tonight is once again for No Kid Hungry. If you want to send some money to the tip jar, Venmo at the Dave Hill, PayPal DavidDaveHillOnline.com, and all the donations tonight will go to No Kid Hungry in the name of this show and its listeners. And even if it's a little money, we made a little bit of money last week and sent it in, and some kids ate. So we're doing good again. If we don't raise a little money, we're just talking about murder, aren't we? Yeah. No, it's just dick jokes. I think that's the official saying. Now everyone's talking about murder now in the chat.
You know, murder's the big thing right now.
If we really wanted to have a popular podcast. Okay, everyone, call in Valerie Lopez. I've seen Dave murder a crowd while opening for Snoop Dogg.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know if I would agree with that, but thank you. Anyway, 347-474-0260. Please call in and help us make this a murder podcast so we can become popular.
I do have a call on hold, Dave.
Okay, let's take it.
All right.
I think we may have found our thing.
Our niche. Call, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling in from where?
Dave, it's Matt. I'm following up on the Camaro story.
Oh, Matt Arnold from Iowa?
Yeah, from COVID hotspot Iowa City.
COVID of the Iowa Idea podcast as well.
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't want to plug anything, though. If you're getting banned.
No, plugging. I was really just giving Elvira a hard time because I was joking around from last week. Because he was whipping plugs around like tennis balls. Or I don't even know what that means.
Matt's podcast is really great. And I'm not saying that just because he had me on it a couple weeks ago.
Well, it can't be that good then, can it? Clearly, the booking policy is a bit lax. No, I kid.
So you want more details on the Camaro story?
Yeah, but
oh, yes,
you know,
please.
Keep it light.
Okay, so here's the fact. I was a sophomore in high school, kid that sat behind me early in the school year, and kid was not a good guy. I think we'll find that out.
Yeah, as we learn.
It progresses. But strangely, he had a fantasy where he'd tell everybody how he was Canadian. That's a side note that I thought you might like. But early in the year... What's that? Sorry.
I said if you're Canadian, bring it up, I say.
Well, I think he was making that part up. So anyway, the kid goes to he ends up murdering his girlfriend's mom, waited for her in her house, stabbed her over 55 times with an army survival knife because
he thought
she's dead, he would be able to get her Camaro. Minutes after this happened, apparently he changed his clothes so he could get into what he wore to the local grocery store, like his smock and stuff, changed in an alley. My family is driving by from after dinner, and I said to the family, oh, that's Paul. I hate that kid. And my mom, in a very Midwestern way, just said, oh, Matt, it's not nice to hate anybody. Turns out he had killed his girlfriend's mom. And then fast forward about a year and a half, he escaped from Joliet prison and was located in a police officer's house.
Whoa.
And then went back to prison. How weird is that story?
This kid sounds like a real piece of work. I'll you know, not to state the obvious.
I feel like I hear more and more about people escaping from either prison or police custody. Like, it happens a lot more than you think. Ted Bundy escaped
from
prison
twice. How did he end up getting out?
Some people find that special kind of trouble to get into. They just don't make any good decisions, and then you're an escaped convict in a cop's house. That's almost makes sense. Wow.
So a friend of mine who worked at the grocery store said he came in and they thought he was sick because his face was all speckled, and it turned out that he forgot to wash his face. He thought through enough to bring his clothes to his part-time job as a stock boy at the grocery store, but forgot to wash up in the convenience store bathroom. And yeah, all his clothes and the knife were found in the dumpster right outside that convenience store.
Man.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, I feel like I brought it down. It was because he's Canadian, wasn't it? That's what brought
it down. I'm just realizing as we're, we've been talking about murder for the last, 5 minutes. This is why I'm not, I couldn't host a murder podcast.
There's only so much there.
It's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
It's not a good match with the good time hour. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's why it would be good for the good time hour.
Maybe. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. This murder stuff. It's fascinating. I guess that's why it's so popular, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the ultimate human, mistake, I guess, for lack of a
maybe you could launch a true crime podcast just to counter the good time that we'll have for an hour. Mm-hmm. You could have like a true crime.
Well, this is maybe a perfect time to do some crime blotter. No, let's take some more calls. I say let's just go down the murder.
You guys take care.
No. What other murders you got, Matt? Why is?
In the government class in high school. So this is Illinois, right? Failed factory town in the Midwest. So, but home of Cheap Trick and porn star Ginger Lynn Allen. So we have that going for us. Nice. But when I was in high school for government credit, for a government class, we could either go and watch X number of hours of crime, or we could do a ride along with a cop. So I thought ride along with a cop would be fantastic. Mm. And through family connections, I got to do it in the evening, because, more exciting stuff happens. But it turned out that we didn't see a lot. So they brought me to the crime lab, and they were showing me crime lab photos and explaining what happened. So I saw, but I didn't know who the people were. But does that sound insane to take a 17-year-old into a crime lab and start showing them pictures of crime scenes?
That seems a little, the 17-year-old part. I've done a couple ride-alongs in my time, and they're pretty wild, I have to say. It makes you, oh boy. Yeah.
Where'd you do them?
I did them both times, not to brag. I did them in the city of Cleveland. One was an accidental ride along. One was intentional.
That's called getting arrested.
No, one of the times I did an actual ride along, but both times was in the same precinct, I guess it's called, where the one where who's the guy? What's his name? Who had the three women in his basement for like 10 years?
Oh yeah, the guy,
I forget.
I can't think of his name.
Castro.
Ariel Castro.
Yeah,
it was in that area.
Okay.
Both times, and both times were totally crazy. And the second time though, I was just going to lunch with my friend who's a policeman. We met, and he said, "Get in, I'll drive." And then, so I get in his car. You can read about that all in my second book, Dave Hill Doesn't Live Here Anymore. It's in that book. I talk about this. And he picked me up for lunch. We were about to go have a delightful lunch. And then he got a call about a break-in. A B&E.
I thought they were going to say like a shootout.
No, but it was like it was pretty intense. So yeah, so and so lots of capers. Remy Fan listening from Singapore or watching from Singapore. Remy Fan, why don't you call in? Let's get our first call from across the globe. On this, I mean, I realize we've had many, because we've had calls from Singapore before, of course.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
So I introduced you to Greenland, right, on the hockey book front.
Yes. Paul Greenland.
Paul was threatened to get the guy that I referred to threatened to kill Paul because he thought he was wearing. He got a sweatshirt that should have been his.
I could see it. What? That seems extreme to kill someone over a sweatshirt.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, a Camaro makes sense. A sweatshirt, though, that's kind of pushing.
Camaro, you can totally see it. Wait. Calvin from Vietnam, but he did live in Singapore. I'm QuizGuy66 is saying. I'm sorry, what was on the sweatshirt?
It was just an old athletic sweatshirt from our high school that one of the coaches was just getting rid of old supplies and was just handing those out. And Paul Bouchard is a kid's name if you actually want to look this up. He thought he was entitled to an old wrestling sweatshirt.
And he literally tried to kill someone because of this?
Well, he threatened to kill my friend Paul, threw him up against the lockers and said that was his. How did he get it? So, I mean, there were some signs that the kid wasn't stable, but just tying all these little loose ends together after all these years.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out. And we don't have another murder on.
My understanding is he's done with his prison term, and last I heard he was living out on the East Coast. I don't know how true that is or not, but, you know, because he was, 16 when he committed the original murder. I don't know what escaping from Joliet added to that.
It can't be good. You know, just that's just my two cents in my legal opinion.
Does he have face tattoos now? Neck tattoos?
I don't know.
Very trendy. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is a lot of questions. What's that?
I said just happy to lighten it up.
No. Believe me. This is what we need in these times.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, have a good night.
If you kill anybody, wash your face, okay?
That's murder 101. Wash your face after the murder. Just wash your face.
Simple enough.
The number here is 347-474-0260. A lot of murder talk tonight.
It's in the air.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going on.
This is, you know, I was going to, I don't know if we want to, and let me know if some more calls come in at 347-474-0260. Or is Remy Fan still there? I think he is. I'll put the Remy Fan, since he is in Singapore.
He has to call via WhatsApp, which I'm pretty sure he can.
No, well, I'll
get him the link.
Remy Fan, I have Remy Fan's email. I'm going to send him the link to join the stream if he so chooses. I'm going to a courtesy to our friends, viewers, listener. Okay, I just emailed you, Remy, the link. And so if you want, I realize you're having breakfast in Singapore right now.
Okay.
We can talk metal and music. We can do it all. Cherry Dazzle said she's thinking of calling from the sauna.
Huh.
Or from a sauna. That's a very...
Sauna's open.
That's a distinction. What is this? I love these jams.
This is a band called Big Mean Sound Machine.
Are these the discount jams you're getting?
No, I get them from the Free Music Archive. It's WFMU actually uploads a lot of performances. So that's what this is.
Remy Fan says, "Holy crap! Can I finish my breakfast first?" Sure, fine.
I have a caller on hold.
Okay, Clint Noisel, if I'm saying that right, says, "Is there a way to combine both Twitch and Facebook comments?"
Wouldn't that be something?
I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. This show is deeply flawed. I mean, as we learn more and more each week, deeply flawed.
It's its charm.
But okay, let's take the call.
Call, you there?
Hey guys, it's Dave B.
Dave B. From Staten Island. I was really not to take anything away from the heat you're bringing, Dave B. But I was hoping it was an actual woman calling. I feel like we're going to do it tonight.
All right, hopefully. How you guys doing?
Pretty well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Dave,
so I want to talk about something that's kind of murder adjacent.
Okay.
I never went to Action Park as a kid, but I just watched the Action Park documentary.
Can't wait to watch it.
Where is it?
Park murdered a couple of people, I suppose you could say.
Where is that? I feel like I started watching it and passed
HBO Max. I think it just came out.
Yeah.
Maybe I saw like a preview about it.
The animation was crap.
I could see where you'd have a high bar for animation, though, Dave.
Yeah. But it also, I don't know, it just seemed a little like it could have been a 20-minute YouTube video instead of a 90-minute.
An hour and a half, yeah.
And it also, like, it kind of really hits the brakes when it goes from, like, this light, sort of, like, fun thing, and then they go to the woman who talks about how her kid went to the park one day and fell off the alpine slide and cracked his head open and died.
It's a lot of that.
Kind of put a little bit of a damper on the fun times.
Apparently, yeah. My parents went there in the 70s and almost got killed, and that's why I never went there in the 80s when it was still open. I had a lot of friends that went there, though.
There was a place when I was growing up in Ohio, in Ravenna, Ohio, where I believe that's where Maynard James Keenan from Tool is from. I could be mistaken. But there was a place called Holiday Sands. And it was the same sort of, it was a water park. There weren't like any like go-karts or anything like that. But it was like everything was just tetanus waiting to happen. Just all sorts of horrible things. And we look back on it, we're just like, can't fathom that it actually existed. But they had like a roof where it'd be like, there would be chains, and you would take like a ring back like this,
yeah,
and then just swing on the roof and fly out into the water. But if you let go prematurely, you would fall on a roof. And this was just standard.
A day. No.
Regular. Everything was covered in like that sand paint, that gripping paint.
Yeah.
So everyone was just going, just bloody,
just leaving everywhere.
Covered in blood.
Ugh.
Well, that helped with
anyway.
Slow people. But,
what's that?
That stuff just helped, you know, grab people and slow them down when they're sliding across the surface when they've been thrown from the rides and whatnot.
It was amazing. Wait, so Dave, I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. Yes, sir.
Fond recollections. I interrupted you, I'm sorry.
No, I just was bringing up this Action Park thing, but I also wanted to mention something else. A friend of mine has the cartoon in this week's New Yorker cartoon caption contest, if anybody wants to participate. He's a great artist by the name of TJ Hamilton, and it's sort of somewhat pet based, so I know we have a lot of pet fans.
Wait, I don't understand. So it's still open, so you could submit a caption?
Yes, I think it just started. It's through their Instagram, so it's on the New Yorker Instagram page. So they put his cartoon there, and you just put your caption in the comments with their hashtag, and then you're in the running for, I guess, a tote bag or something.
Has anyone taken This Town Has Gone to the Dogs yet? Without seeing the cartoon?
Well, you know, the only thing, like, it's terrible to, like, have to try to describe a cartoon on the phone. So, but it's a bunch of animals in a recording studio, and it's like the engineer talking to the other engineer. So then you have to, like, come up with what he's saying.
Okay.
He or she is saying.
I thought you said a bunch of cool cats were coming in today.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
How am I doing?
That's gold.
That's why I'm a millionaire.
A combination of cats, dogs, and I think a fish.
See? It works. Totally works. I feel
good.
Totally
works.
Dave B. sent me some stickers. Thank you. I need to send fish thank yous out to people that have sent me
stickers. You're quite welcome. There's some sort of underground Dave Hill sticker project going on?
No, I just like stickers.
Okay.
No. There's a project happening.
Very cool.
And I'm very excited about. I put a call out there for who's got stickers, and people send me stickers. So and you're helping the mail system out, the U.S. Postal Service.
Hmm.
So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I also have a friend who's designed a number of stamps, and she just had one come out for the anniversary of the women's suffrage movement. So you can get that at the U.S. Postal Service.
You know the thing about the custom stamps? They do the official stamps, but then aren't there things where you can like make your own stamps online?
Yeah, but this is legit. She was, like, hired by the USPS.
No, I'm not trying to diminish your friend's stamp. I'm just saying, why do they give the option for anyone to make a stamp all willy-nilly? Doesn't that take away from the official stamps? Is there a little line of text that says, this stamp is bullshit when you design your own stamps? There should be.
I've thought about trying to come up with like a fake stamp and see if it would work. You know, like I don't know what the tech is behind. Like
you shouldn't say this. Like
that image comes up as legit. Yeah.
That's a government thing.
That's a federal offense.
Yeah, Dave.
I know.
Basically,
that's why I probably didn't do it.
When I was a kid, I came up with the idea of sending a letter to a friend by putting their return address on it, and then just putting some bullshit address as the mailing address and not putting a stamp on it.
That's how you send the lead.
Yeah. Wait, you send the return address, and does it work?
I've never tried it, but it seemed like a good idea when I was six.
You know what I've read about in like back in the tape trading days, like when people would send tapes, you know, cassette tapes internationally and things like that, they would put tape over the stamps, and that way they would get stamped and then they'd remove and the stamps are still good. And this would have been back like in the 80s. So anyway, so there.
Is that how you sent your Red at the 2-bar tape?
Yeah, that would have been a prime time Red at the 2-bar.
Hello.
That's my impression. Well, thank you, Dave.
All right, gentlemen.
Keep up the good work.
Bye, Dave.
Later, Dave.
Be well. Right.
Have a good night. The 2-bar. There's a documentary on the 2-bar, too. Not to brag. I mean, I had literally nothing to do with it.
That's worth looking into.
Valerie Lopez just asked about which taint stamps, which I think is a great idea.
I was actually looking right before this. I went down the wormhole of trying to figure out how to make witch taint coffee, black coffee.
Nice.
And but I don't know. I got pretty far with it, and then I stopped. Because then I thought, no one wants that. Or do they?
Dark roast?
Yeah, I was going to make it the darkest roast possible. Like, basically undrinkable mud.
That sounds great.
Right? That's a good idea.
It's got to be better than Marky Ramone's pasta sauce.
Oh, does he say pasta?
He says pasta.
No, you know, I bet... Who... I don't... Yeah. Is he still selling? Is it Marky Ramone still in the pasta sauce game?
Pasta and gelato. He sells a brand of gelato.
It just seems to me like, what is the Venn diagram? Ramones fans, spaghetti fans. What's the overlap? I mean, it's that's maybe just it's just one circle.
Yeah,
there's your answer, and that's why he's a millionaire.
Yeah, knows what he's doing.
I'm gonna get in on that. Make my own sauce.
What kind of sauce would you go with, do you think?
Arrabbiata.
Oh.
I don't know if you pronounce it that way. Chris, are you Italian?
A little bit. My mom says mozzarella for no reason.
Oh, she's out. Forget it. She's out. This nothing enrages me more than when people pronounce Italian things that way.
Or prosciutto. Gabagool.
Oh, good. That is truly the most offensive thing that happens in the world.
I mean, if you're Italian, it's fine. I think it's when it only comes out for those three words, and it's a problem.
No one in Rome. I think you have to. How do they say it in Rome?
Capicola. You're gonna get a capicola sandwich or a gabagool?
They say capicola.
No, they don't.
They do. They don't say mozzarella. They don't. I won't even do it.
Oh.
It's mozzarella. No, they don't.
See.
They don't. I checked on this.
I don't know.
Dave Momondo says, don't go to an Italian restaurant with me. Well, Dave, I'm calling bullshit because only American Italian people pronounce stuff that way. No one in Italy talks that way. So I call bullshit on it. It's made up.
Spaghetti.
I didn't like Tim and Eric do an episode on that.
Yeah.
It's totally a dumb, made up American thing. And I call bullshit on it. And I don't care who I upset by saying that.
I might be with Dave B on this one.
What? Ricotte.
Yeah, that's another one. Ricotte.
No, fuck that. Fuck all of it.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. If people from Italy don't pronounce it that way, it shouldn't be pronounced that way.
Gravy.
I'm enraged.
Did you have that conversation, though?
What's that?
There's the whole gravy versus sauce conversation.
Who calls it gravy? That's wrong, too.
There's a certain... it's almost like a dialect type of thing. There's a certain type of Italians, it's gravy.
Oh, they can fuck off.
Well, they can fuck off. You're kind of.
They can fuck off, too.
But
I've had it. I'm so enraged right now.
Hey, Jay Keith.
Hey, Helen. Hey, you've got another true-false quiz for me?
Yep. Our trivia podcast, Go Fact Yourself, used to be in front of a live audience.
True. Turns out that's not so safe anymore.
Correct. Next. Unfortunately, this means we can no longer record the show.
False. The show still comes out every first and third Friday of the month.
Correct. Finally, we still have great celebrity guests answering trivia about things they love on every episode of Go Fact Yourself.
Definitely true.
And for bonus points, name some of them.
Recently, we've had Ophira Eisenberg, plus tons of surprise experts like Yardley Smith and Suzanne Summers.
Perfect score.
Woo-hoo.
You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month with all the great guests and trivia that we've always had. And if you don't listen, well, then you can go fact yourself.
That's the name of our podcast.
Correct.
Woo-hoo.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic. Because
it's the words for biography and picture.
If you...
All right, that is enough. Ahoy! I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
The number here is 347-474-0260. So we have a very exciting surprise guest all the way from Singapore. Here he is, Remy Fan from Evil Singing Pandas. What an entry. Remy Fan, can you hear us?
Very well. Can you hear me?
Yes. What time is it? Is it 9:51 over there in the morning?
Oh, let me just turn off the Facebook so I can continue to stream yet. Hello. Okay, great. This is better. What time is it? It's coffee time.
Nice.
Oh, I like it.
Ooh, is that an espresso?
Spot on. How do you know?
We have that here. Don't think you invented it. We have it. We have that.
It's 9:52 in the morning in Singapore. We're about 12 hours apart. So that's almost 10.
That's exactly 10. 12 hours. I hate to break it to you.
Man. Hello from the future.
What's going on over there in the future?
It's been kind. It's been great. Very, very different from 12 hours apart. So hope you're joining me in 12 hours time.
Well, I'm excited. What day is this? So it's Tuesday over there. We've established this.
That's right. So it's Monday night for you and Tuesday morning for me.
What's going on? What do you have on? What's on tap for the day?
I was wondering where can I put this in my jacket.
Oh nice. A witch chain pack.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have one of those sitting here too.
That's West yours.
I don't.
Get all one out. You're the missing link.
Didn't get the memo. Nobody told me.
I'll have to get you one. If you go to the Witchtain Bandcamp page, they can be had for not very much.
I think $6.66.
Yeah, that's what. Because what else would you charge for that?
Yeah, that's right. So Witchtain patch and a nice coffee in the morning. That's the way to start my morning, man.
That's the way. How come you haven't put the patch on something yet?
Which brings me to the next prop. Hang on for a sec. Da 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 da.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
So
metal battle vest.
Yeah, wait,
let's see, what do you have on that?
Okay, so I've got this one with the toilet bowl.
That's Metallica, Ride the Lightning era.
So we've got this band from Japan that I saw called Evil. So really, really neat logo. It's got that grotesque look on it.
Sure.
And we've got this band from Beijing, the trash metal masters from Beijing called Ancestor.
Nice.
And I performed with them in Bangkok in 2018.
Oh, nice.
So this is like a
witch team to come over there after this pandemic.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, so since I've got Ancestor on one collar, I've got the other collar empty, right? So I thought, da-da-da-da-da-da!
It's calling for witch taint. That's now, is that a long sleeve or is it like a vest?
Yeah, it's a vest. So it's sleeveless, right? Da-da-da.
Oh, yes.
So, and this is like a tribute vest to all the bands that I've performed with or seen them live before. So I've also got chances to share the stage with Buster Dyson from Sydney, Australia.
Nice. Wait, now, not to call bullshit on your whole premise, but in the middle, your back patch is Dark Throne. Who doesn't play live? So I've just busted your whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So just so you know, because Evil Singing Pandas.
Yes.
It's also a tribute to a two-piece band, and we don't really play live either. So that's the correlation.
Oh, okay, perfect. Everyone, go wherever you get music. Go check out Evil Singing Pandas. They have a new song out. Just came out called Zombie Pura, or Zombie Pura?
Zombie Pura.
Pura, and Lance from Witch Taint plays on it.
Oh, nice.
Whom I know That's very right. well. Sings on it, too.
Yeah,
Voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel, and the heart of a nice guy. So,
some days.
So I just want to give a quick background story to the new song. And firstly, if you happen to see Lance, like maybe later today, maybe tomorrow, just give my best to him. Because it's not like a big deal for the Evil Singing Pandas to have him on board for that song, you know.
It is not, or it is?
It is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's hard to pin down.
So a bit of a background for this song is Zombie Pura. Because the old name of Singapore is Singapura.
Oh, really?
The original name of Singapore is Singapura.
I didn't know this.
Now you do.
Now I do. I'm getting schooled.
So, and Zombie Pura is a Singaporean made zombie film.
Yes.
And they wanted to pay tribute to, Singapore and zombie in Singapura, and hence Zombie Pura.
Love it. Perfect.
And I'm not too sure. Dave, have you heard the song yet?
The Zombie Pura song? Yes. Mm. I lived it.
Yep.
I mean, or Lance lived it.
So,
there's the, right there.
I'll put it in there, in the Facebook.
So, right. Thank you.
Everyone just go there.
Go, Chris. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing.
Smooth.
I really want to know what you think of this whole song, you know, because since you lived it, so tell us more about what you feel.
It gets me pumped for killer workouts. Getting super ripped, which is pretty much what I do now. Just get soup. Just I have my kettlebell. I have my 25-pound kettlebell over there. Just start whipping that thing around.
Can you just show it? Like you do the.
It's too far. It's across the room.
Ah, damn it.
So heavy.
So I can't help also to notice that Des has just got this logo which looks a bit like a band that with painted faces. Yeah. You know that logo on the side?
Oh yeah, the Des Army.
Yeah,
Dave B from Ford did that actually.
Wow, cool.
Who did it?
Dave B.
Dave B, of course, yeah.
The old days.
Dave B is a super talent. Dave Bomondo.
Yeah.
Great artist.
If you happen to make a patch of that, I'd like to buy it.
We might have had.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Should get on that.
Maybe a sticker at least. I'll.
Well, you're losing out on at least one sale I know of right now.
I'll get my staff right on it.
Get on it.
Do it, man.
That and Witch Taint Coffee. We'll offer it.
Don't worry about copyright. Gene Simmons will come after me for.
Yeah, he's famously litigious.
Shut it down.
Maybe we can tweak a little on the design and make it less Gene Simmons-ish.
Less blatant.
I don't see any similarity.
No, not at all.
Quiz Guy 66 just asked Remy if he has any murderer stories.
Murderer story. Does murdering cockroaches count?
Murdering cockroaches?
Yeah. We don't have a lot of those in my apartment. We don't have a lot of cockroaches in Singapore. but yeah, I murdered one cockroach not too long ago. It was a pretty epic story. But it's not as gruesome as you think it is. Because I didn't kill it in the end. I mustered up all my courage. And I was staring at the cockroach. And it was looking back at me. I go like... And you go like... And I just mustered all my courage with a tissue paper. And just grabbed it with one hand. I believe it's still moving.
That's the worst.
And I flushed it down the toilet bowl. So I technically didn't kill.
It probably is living a nice life somewhere else.
Like surfing through the tunnels into another dimension.
Yeah, I mean, we that's the hope. I need to address that. Jane Summerfield says, don't you just swing the kettlebell between your legs.
Ooh.
I used to, but then I learned other cool exercises. That's why I'm so ripped.
What are those called? Burpees or something like that?
I'm just like going... Oh. There's all sorts of stuff.
So
I'm so ripped.
That's when you mentioned burpees. When I learned about this word burpees, always correlated with burping. Like,
we all do.
So Dave, then I realized when you do burpees for the first time, like maybe not much, maybe 10 or 20 for the first time, you end up burping for a little while and you start throwing up. So there is a correlation with burpees and burping.
Is that why they call them burpees? That's where it comes from?
Yeah.
So, no, because then there's, I don't know. Are burpees those things where you run and then you come back and then you run further? No, burpees, no, that's like when you jump up and you go down and you do a push-up.
Yeah.
And you shoot out your legs and shoot it back in and you jump up in the
sky. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't get ripped enough doing those, so I don't do those. Oh, suicides. Madam Luke has clarified those are called suicides. Where you go, you come back.
Like, yeah.
Keep your wind up.
Those are brutal.
Endurance. I'm always doing those.
Oh, wait. We've also got a friend from Singapore tuning in. Her name is Asha Edmund. So it probably evolved into a prawn, Remy. Oh, right. The roach.
Wait, you know Asha Edmund from Singapore?
Yeah, I do. She's a diva. She sings. She's like world-class vocalist.
Oh, tell her to call in and sing over the phone.
Asha, if you're still watching this... Oh, man, we'd love to have you on the show.
347-474-0260.
And since she's on in Singapore, and very high chances she couldn't be bothered, you know, calling in, dialing in from a trunk call from Singapore to New York, do you think it's okay if I send her the link?
Yeah, send her the link.
Yeah, that would be great to have her on the show. And she just came up with some new campaign, so it would be nice to shout out to. Hang on, let me just send it over to her. Okay, Asha, we love to see you.
It's all happening so fast.
To a phone call. Diva's got to be seen.
Nikki Hislop writes, burpees are named for an American physiologist, parentheses.
Bob Burpee.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. This is, I feel less grossed out now that I know that it's not,
self-induced burping.
I thought it was just about burping, and that was making me feel really uncomfortable.
Right. Oh, while waiting for Asha, and you guys chat for a little while, let me just bring out a prop. Hang on for a sec, okay?
Prop, you say?
Wait up.
He's got stuff for locked and loaded, ready to go.
I like it. You're bringing... This is exactly what I anticipated. A tremendous amount of heat.
Like a nice glass window.
Jim Biederman writes, what is happening? What happened to your guest? He just disappeared. He's in Singapore.
I think Jim wrote that before he left the screen.
Oh.
Like he was just asking a general, like, what is happening?
Oh. Okay, Jim Biederman. I guess we should just cater to one person.
I'm really hoping he comes back dressed as Elvis or something.
If he... Oh, well, he's not far off.
Maybe.
See, hello. This is the kind of...
Panda.
This is the kind of content we're after.
Yeah.
A panda hat. How hard...
Nice.
Maybe, I mean, if you can deliver...
Mm-hmm. It's very cold in Singapore.
On a panda hat.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, go on.
On a panda hat every week. We should make this a regular thing.
Really? Like me with the panda head from That's Singapore calling from the future? That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I think I speak for everyone when I say panda hat content is king.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, Asha, where's Asha Edmund? I thought we were getting Asha Edmund.
All right. She just responded via WhatsApp. So let me see what she has to say, okay? Good morning, Remy. Dave would like you to come on the show. You ready?
Sounds like
this is an international excitement. I'm a sucker. I don't like the internet except for when stuff like this happens, when we have someone in the future wearing a panda hat.
Yeah. So I just need to share this story about this panda hat. Because Evil Singing Pandas have only got two live shows, and they're both held in Bangkok. Don't stop, Bangkok, Thailand. You know that song from Snoop?
No, but I'm on
it. Yeah, So Snoop's got this collaboration with this Thai hip-hop band called Titanium. And this got this song called Wake Up Bangkok City. It's like real legit collaboration, man. Mm-hmm. So whenever I introduce the city, Bangkok, Thailand, I always do it the Snoop way. Like, don't stop, Bangkok, Thailand. So, yeah. So meanwhile, back to the show. So we had two concerts in Bangkok, Thailand. And that's happening in 2018. Uh-huh. So the first show that we did, the first ever show that we did was on 31st of March, 2018, because I've only played two shows. I remember all the dates, right?
Sure.
So the maestro of the band, Evil Singing Pandas, Rex the Sex Viper on. And all of a sudden, I say, hey, I got something for you. And I just went to Japan for my honeymoon. And this was on sale in this $2 store called Daiso. And I need to buy it for you because you're the main panda of the band, right?
Sure.
So, and it's been worn by a couple of famous celebrities.
Who?
A professional female wrestler.
Who?
Yeah, same hat, same hat.
The same style of hat or the actual hat that's on your head right now?
The actual hat. So it's been almost 2 years. 2 years and a bit more, and I'm not going to give it up.
Wait, so who else? Who was the other one? Who's the wrestler that wore it?
Her name is the exotic penta, which is based in the US.
Did
right
we
now.
Just get a glitch, or did you just say the name a bunch of times?
What?
Did we just get some weird glitch, or did you? What did you just say?
He had a stroke.
Exotic penta, Tyra Rusame.
Okay, it looped. It was pretty awesome. I thought you just kept saying it over and over again.
Well, right.
I'm very easily fooled.
So meanwhile, Usher just responded, and she goes like, "Oh, so sweet, thanks." So let me just type a message to her saying, "Are you coming on or not?" Oh, she's responding. Wait up. So while waiting for Usher's comment, would you wear one of this for the show next time?
Would I personally?
Dave, or Dave, you know, whoever.
Yeah, well, sure, you're absolutely. You'll send me one of those. I don't have pinned head access where I am.
I have nothing against panda wear.
So I was just thinking, is there such thing called the $2 store in the U.S.? It's a very popular concept.
We're not that.
Oh, $1 store.
Yeah, the $1 store, yeah.
Right. The $2 store in Singapore is really, really fancy, man. You got like panda hats for $2.
Clearly.
Yeah. Anything. It's really, really high quality. It's all made somewhere, and $2.
Wait. So is Asha calling in or not?
Yeah, good question. She just goes like, I'm enjoying watching you guys. What, in a romantic way or? Well, she just mentioned that I'm enjoying watching you guys.
Does that mean we pass? So,
that feels like a no, and I'm enraged.
Feels like a no, really?
Let's take some calls if we have any. Do we have any calls?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm shocked.
Can Jim call in?
347-474-0260.
Guys, I'm just wearing this for the show, but it's getting really hot. But, I'm just showing off my David Bowie shirt.
Oh, that's strong. The whole look is strong.
Yeah. I watched a good Mick Ronson documentary today, speaking of Bowie. There's a good Mick Ronson doc on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice.
It's called Next to Bowie or Beside Bowie or something like that.
Oh, I like Mick Ronson. Like when he played solo for the song Munich Daydream, man, that's a sex.
The live video of it?
Yeah, the live, yeah, I love it. So I'm an alligator. I'm a papa calling for you. Strange to see a panda guy, you know, singing David Bowie song.
No, I mean, what you did with it was something. I think I speak for everybody.
Thank you very much.
That was strong.
Very kind compliment.
It was very strong.
So, wait, Matt Arnold said this is turning into a Remy goodnight hour. Oh, I better get the fuck out of here. Top Poppy syndrome.
That was a compliment. That was a compliment. Oh,
it is?
Yeah.
You know, this is... okay. I'm very conscious about such things, you know, when you get exposed too much. And it's like how the story about this Australian actor who won a couple of awards. What's his name again? The Gladiator guy?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
How did you work that in?
No, because I was working and living and studying in Australia for a little while, And there was a huge buzz about Russell Crowe when he first started out. Well, Gladiator, Grammy Award winning. Wow, he's so cool from Australia, right? But he came out show after show after show after show. And there is this Australian terminology called tall poppy syndrome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's cool for a beginning, but after a while, like, hey, this guy's getting a bit too much attention, man. It's like, he got to go. So I kind of felt like that. I kind of felt like that when Matt goes like, oh, yeah, starting to Remy, good night, Owl Man. Like,
no, don't know. He said a compliment. He says he's into it. He was not. Oh. No, that's interesting. The tall poppy syndrome. There's also there's the crab bucket syndrome. Have you heard of that?
What?
It's the same thing, basically. It's basically like when the crab crawls out of the bucket. All the other crabs try to pull the crab back down. But then the question becomes, is it letting all the crabs pull it down also?
That's in the Philippines.
Is it a real term?
And Cleveland. Yeah. No, I looked it up because I was in the first time I was in Denmark, I did a show. And they have this thing, the Law of Junta in Scandinavia. And that's the whole thing. It's from this book. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. A fugitive covers his tracks, I think. And there's this town, Junta, in the book. And the whole thing is like, they have the rules of the town where it's like, you're nothing special. You're not better than anyone. It's all about even playing field. And if you think you're special, we'll fucking kill you. So I became fascinated with it because this guy in Denmark was explaining it to me. And I was like, oh, my God, that's exactly like Cleveland, where I'm from. And so I'm serious. I looked it up. And that's where I was like, tall poppy syndrome, crab bucket syndrome. All these different things. I'm hoping to get this story on The Moth at some point. Not sure.
Coming up good.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, need to sand some edges, you know, here and there.
Oh.
But I feel like it's getting there. The number.
Got a call on hold, Dave.
We got a call on hold.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Who's calling?
Calling you there?
Calling. Yeah.
Who's calling?
It's Jim Biederman.
Oh, we've struck gold.
We conjured him.
Jim Biederman from...
Can I just add on to your crab story? Because there's a Canadian version of
that. Oh, really? What one? What is it?
The Canadian version is lobster pot. Lobster pot.
Well, wouldn't that be like the crab bucket syndrome?
It is. I find it interesting that the Canadian version is lobster and not crab.
Oh. I think the crab one, they're not being boiled.
The lobster one, they're all alive, and there's two vats, and one is American lobster, and the other is Canadian lobsters.
Oh, okay.
And American lobsters have a lid on it, and the Canadian lobsters don't. And the reason the Canadian lobsters don't is that if one of them tries to get out, the rest of them pull them back down.
Oh.
That's like reality TV, like in Net Geo or something, man. It's like real story. Like,
It's all the same thing. I never heard that one. I'm love that we do we have yet another one of these things. Jim,
you tell that joke to a Canadian, and they will laugh their ass off.
I'm gonna do it. That Canada. On my world tour.
You should do it for the Canadian Moth. You should do it for the Canadian Moth.
Oh, if I could get a Canadian Moth booking, then I'd be cooking with gas.
and chop me up the phone call packing the moves, right?
A Twitter feed on the Glee Club in Birmingham. They're booking. They're looking for live talent.
I just saw something on that mysteriously. This is
your check.
This is probably what I'm referring to. It's probably what I'm.
Said, So what's more depressing than COVID-19? Doing comedy at the Glee Club in Birmingham and COVID-19.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I've been banned from the Glee Club in Birmingham for some reason.
Oh, no, really? Is that true?
I don't know if banned is the word. I think not coming back is, they said I can't come back. I don't really know why. Valerie Lopez says, for anyone keeping track, this is not a female caller. we're keeping our streak going. But, you know, and I mean this as a compliment, Jim, it's just the closest we've come all night.
Was the goal to try? Yeah, what happened to what's her name? Asha? What happened to her?
Asha,
yeah,
no show.
Yeah, see, Asha, if you're still listening to this right now, you're in demand. People from the U.S. are asking you to be on the show, man. So if you can reconsider, that'd be great. All right.
And what's her deal? She's like a what is she a performer or something?
Let me find a link. She's, wow, she's amazing. Amazing vocalist all the way from the Lion City, Singapore. And even when you type Asha Edmund, the first thing is goes like Singaporean singer, Singaporean diva. So she's got a new single out. I'm just going to paste the YouTube link. It's called Never Give Up. Really groovy, man. It's really groovy. So let's check it out, okay? Da-da-da-da. Somehow I'm not getting the comments. Hang on. Okay, I'm just putting the YouTube link to the private chat so you guys can post it on. I'm not able to make comments on my side, so that's good. Yeah. Maybe I'm a guest. So I've sent the link to the private chat.
Lucy's picture, it looks like a in memoriam.
Huh? Wait, what?
What?
Picture.
Wait,
picture in the corner next to Chris. Looks like it, like an in memoriam, like Lucy's no longer with us.
Wait, really? Why do you say that?
Yeah.
It just looks very serious.
No, it just meant she's supposed to be joining us.
Chris is giving her a little scritch.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I miss Lucy, I gotta say.
I do too, and I've been hanging out with her all day.
I just found a bunch of pictures I had of her on my phone.
I love her.
She's a sweet sweetie.
She's my sweet, sweetie girl.
She's everybody's sweet, sweetie girl. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Man, oh, man. Jim, what's going on out in New Jersey tonight? Paint us a picture with words.
Oh, so much great stuff. So much fucking great stuff.
Language, Jim.
Fitzgerald 1928 bar and saloon right next door to my apartment. They're doing outdoor cafe stuff because you can't do indoor cafe, can do only do that stuff outdoors. So they're spreading COVID outside, which is great.
Oh, good. What? It's a 1928 themed bar.
Yes, it's called Fitzgerald 1928. I equate it to the bar in the movie The Shining.
I'm in
too.
That sounds like paradise. Before I forget, Mike Johnson in the chat says Lucy has a song, and it's true. He recorded a song based on an Instagram post of Lucy jumping up and kissing me and the sound of her doing it. He made a rhythm track and then built a song on it. We'll have to figure out a way to play it on the show.
I still have I have an hour long of Lucy drinking water that we still haven't released yet.
See,
or does she literally drink water for an hour?
We can't say.
I'm gonna plead the fifth. Yeah,
plead the fifth. That would be incriminating.
It was. Hey. What? Wait, Remy. I'm sorry.
Guys, you know what? I think our prayers has been answered, man. I think Asha's coming on in a minute.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible.
And Joey just doing his thing like a producer for the In Conversation of Evil Sing Panda series. He's like sending on links, greeting everybody again. So Joey's in the house too. Joey Chin, man. Joey Chin.
This is an international operation.
This is exciting.
So cool.
This is exciting.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, it seems like Asha's going to be on in a couple of minutes. So
we only have nine more minutes.
I don't know.
What?
Time is short.
What? Come on, Asha. Come on. We want you. We need you.
We only have 9 minutes. But it's a global operation. Just feels good.
I think we have a female caller on hold.
We have a female caller on hold? Jim.
Wow.
This is huge. It's all happening. It's all happening for us. Wait, so Jim, how often do you go to Fitzgerald's 1928?
Let's put it this way. When am I not at Fitzgerald's 1928?
Paradise.
You got us there.
I know.
Do they do potato skins?
It's not that kind of place. First of all, they didn't have potato skins as an appetizer in the 1920s. So.
Oh, so you can only get items that were available in.
If I'm being completely honest, it's the shittiest food ever. But the bar is fantastic.
Oh, okay. So we can go there once post-pandemic.
Bring your wallet.
Absolutely.
I'll hop on the New Jersey Transit.
You can come out on. You can catch it's the Montclair Booten line. You can just do that. I just watched Asha's video. What's it called? The song? The hit? That she just dropped? What's her new song?
She dropped it.
Never Give Up.
Never Give Up. It's pretty good.
Never Give Up. Oh, nice.
Oh, very quickly, okay. Before I forget, I want to thank John Von Thaden for his generous donation tonight. And I want
to thank John.
I want to thank. Oh, wait, I'm scrolling down. I also want to thank Jamie Mazzo for her generous donation.
Hey.
And if anyone else wants to make a donation, any donations tonight will go to No Kid Hungry. You can go to the virtual tip jar, Venmo at the Dave Hill, PayPal Dave at DaveHillOnline.com. I haven't done a very good job of promoting that tonight, but we'll get it next week.
We're working it out.
We'll work it out. Tracy Dunbar says this Fitzgerald 1928 sounds like Campbell Apartment. In New York, which is, didn't Campbell Apartment in New York changed owners, or as they redid it to suck or something?
Is Campbell Apartment the one in Grand Central?
Yeah,
I like that place.
Yeah, but I think they switch. Wait, Jim, we have to. We need to get our female caller on before in the last.
Oh, go ahead.
But
disconnected.
Can we have them all on at once or not work that way?
Bye.
You can emerge.
We're going to try. We may lose you, Jim.
Just spend some money on it.
This is like those party lines that they used to have.
Nah.
Did they play music?
Didn't work?
Nope. Didn't work.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Carrie from Brooklyn?
Yes, this is Carrie from Brooklyn.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Oh my God, how amazing.
Wait, I'm seeing Asha Edmund is in the thing. Your guest will need to reconnect their mic cam before you can add them to the stream.
Right.
So,
I think she can hear you.
She can hear me. Just reconnect. We have 5 minutes.
Do I have to reconnect something?
No. Carrie, you're all good.
Okay.
What's going? But Asha, just reconnect your whole thing. Just go, like leave and come back, and then it'll all work fine. I think this is. I can't believe we're all over the globe tonight. I feel like
literally.
Did we lose Jim, or is he still?
We lost Jim. Unfortunately, Jim, merge. We apologize, and we failed to merge calls.
Tried.
We'll get there one of these.
I really think I want to push for my like that I think we should have video for the call-in people, because what happens is it feels like an unfair advantage that like the three of you and then the guest have your faces and then the other person is just a voice. It feels like uneven. Like I feel like everyone should have a face.
No.
Or no one should have a face.
I disagree. No,
it's a heavy
no concept. You're not wrong. I feel like it's just more fun this way.
But I think it's more fun for the audience to see. Because before, right, when it was on WFMU Forever, like you couldn't see anyone. So your imagination was like going with like, what are they doing? Everything. But now that you can see some, you want to see all.
You want to see all. Okay. I will. We'll consider that.
This is also a podcast, though. So
it's also a podcast.
Visually,
Jennifer Davis.
It's also something where you could see, you could right, and that works too. But like, but if the people who are watching video wise, like you could do like a puppet show. You know, I mean, I guess there's like dangers, and like you know, someone could you know walk by in the background naked or something. But that was a danger.
Ah, we'll see. We'll consider it. Wait, Jim, I want to clarify that.
You just promised. It's like, you know, I
want to say real quick, Jim Peterman went out of his way to say that he hung up.
I couldn't.
So,
Jim.
That's, I get a very subtle fuck you, I take it as, but whatever.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's what he texts me every time I get off the phone with him.
That he hung up.
No, I don't know. Maybe what people put it in the chat right now. I guess people, do you like the calls or do you prefer the video? Do you want the callers to be able to be on video?
I like the callers that can kind of graduate up to video if they bring the heat. So
this is what I think. I think it's
okay. Okay. So you're saying I didn't bring
Cherry Dazzle
forward though.
Cherry, I was in the sauna. Like, how much hotter could I get?
Carrie says,
like, ready for you.
I asked for people to say in the chat, and Carrie says in the chat, vid. That's cheating to vote twice, to suggest it, and then say it in the chat.
Sometimes you gotta cheat a little.
That was a sly move, though.
It's split down the middle. People say, some people say just calls. Some people say depends on the caller. Some people want the video. I'm getting so frustrated. Asha Edmond still, for whatever reason, her video is not connecting. And I can't.
She just texted and said, I can't get in for some reason, even with the mic and camera. Oh, that's a bummer.
PMK Bush says it's a distraction, doesn't add to the show. Jane Summerfield says call only. A lot of anti-video statements are being made. And we have 1 minute left.
I mean, I think that why not give people, why not have that as an option? And then the people who want to call in video-wise, they do, and then if it's an overwhelming, like nobody likes it, you shut it down, and then they like end up on a phone call.
No, because you can't. Once that someone's on video, you can't then switch them over. Chris has a thing in the, I don't know what it is. It's
a video that does.
Oh, that posted. Creepy.
I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm just thinking back to like the first time that I called. Remember that?
Oh my God, we were just talking about the first time you called. We were just talking about it. Madam Luke, I think sums it up. I think a merit-based graduation system, call to video. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, you got to be able to bring the kind of heat that Remy Fan is bringing with a panda hat. And I'm not saying you don't. You certainly do. I'm just saying you meeting everybody.
I'm trying to remind you of the first time that I called in, and you all had a moment because I took my hair down out of my ponytail ring, and everyone was like, "Remember that moment? What you just did? Like that was a big moment on video."
Ooh, okay.
I feel like that touched a lot of people.
Well, we are just about out of time. No, we're literally 1 minute over, so we do have to go, or Lucy's going to take a dump in the kitchen. So I want to thank you for calling, Carrie. I want to thank everyone for listening and calling. And I'm not even mad at Jim Biederman for hanging up anymore. Oh, wow, this looks like a graphic that Chris...
Elvira just sent this.
Oh, I love that. Is that like a video? It's moving around. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. All right, we have a graphic. We have an official graphic. That's incredible.
That's awesome. So cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elvira.
All right.
So cool.
Thank you, Elvira. Remy fan from Singapore, have a great Tuesday. Let us know if anything big happens in the future.
You bet I will.
We'll see you guys.
Don't stop Bangkok, Thailand.
Thank you, Remy. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dez.
You got it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Max. Fun.
Thanks, Remy.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
For No Kid Hungry. All right. Good night, all. I'm going to hit end broadcast.
See ya.
And we'll see you next week.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.